Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 91.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, I ask to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Horn. Members and visitors in the gallery are asked to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Horn.
Please allow me to pray. My dear Lord and my God, we come before you this day to do our duty to the best of our ability, to debate openly, consider carefully, and vote responsibly. Grant us objectivity, grant us realism, grant us calm, and grant us a sense of duty so that we remain true to the trust placed upon us. Protect those that serve, many far away from home and some in harm's way. Watch over them, dear Lord. We humbly ask your hand to be on those that suffer, both physically and emotionally. Cause us to be humble in our service to you, O Lord, and to our service to our fellow man. And finally, dear Lord, hold us, hold all of us in the palm of your hand. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for July 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for July 8th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, our nurse of the day with us today is Jennifer Smith from Hempstead, who also happens to be the wife of Representative Carson Smith. Jennifer, thanks for being with us today. Members, the chair directs that House Bill 325 be removed from today's calendar and calendared for tomorrow for July 10th. Also, chair directs that House Bill 575 be withdrawn from today's calendar and calendared for tomorrow as well. Special message from the Senate. Corker Reed.
House Bill 206, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to laws related to transportation for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute Number 2.
Placed on the counter, Senate Rule 36B for July 10th.
House Bill 268, Senate Committee Substitute, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to disapprove certain wastewater treatment and dispersal rules adopted by the North Carolina Commission of Public Health and to create a task force to recommend wastewater treatment and dispersal rules and to create standards for an on-site wastewater evaluation to technical corrections for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute.
Place on counter, Senate Rule 36 for July 10th.
House Bill 620, Senate Committee Substitute, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require the Department of Transportation to compile a public street information database to update the subdivision roads manual regularly and to exempt certain proprietary design work for work products submitted by the Department of Transportation for public records temporarily for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Place on count, Senate Rule 36 for July 10th.
House Bill 777, Senate Committee Substitute, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the laws governing the purchase to admitted members of service of teachers and state employees' retirement system and local governmental employees' retirement system to make changes to the unclaimed property status and to require stress testing for teachers and the state employees' required system and to recommend that the Pew Foundation to make technical corrections to the laws pertaining to the teachers and state employees' retirement system, the local governmental employees' retirement retirement system, the consolidated judicial retirement system, the North Carolina National Guard Pension Fund, the North Carolina Public School Teachers and Professional Educators Investment Plan, and the North Carolina State Health Plan for teachers and state employees to improve viability of the water and wastewater system of certain units of local government, requiring local government commission approval of grant applications to require certain water and wastewater systems to undergo a review of infrastructure management, original management, and financial management to create a viability utility reserve to provide grant money for local government units to provide the statutory process for merger and dissolution for the water and wastewater system established under Charter 162A of the General Statutes and to improve importance of interlocal agreements to operate the water wastewater treatment system and to study transfer of historical charges for concurrence and Senate committee substitute.
Bill is ruled material, and the bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 922, Senate Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce the impact of taxpayers of natural disasters and other insurable risks and enhance the state insurance coverage for public school buildings and community colleges for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Bill is placed on the counter, pursuant to Rule 36 for July 10th. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, White, recognize and send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Health Committee Report, Senate Bill 352, amend NC controlled substance, favorable and referred to judiciary.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House Bill 655, NC health care for working families, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable version of the bill, and referred to insurance.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute. The chair strikes the re-referral to the Committee on Insurance calendar and without objection to today's calendar. However, the chair did note that Representative Jackson was going to object to the calendar. Is Representative Jackson on the floor? So if Representative Meyer wants to make the objection, the chair will recognize Representative Meyer to make the objection. So the body will vote. Representative Lewis of Harnett is recognized for a motion to add House Bill 655 to today's calendar.
Mr. Speaker, I move that House Bill 655, just reported out from committee, be added to today's calendar, notwithstanding the objection raised.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to add House Bill 655 to today's calendar. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will, like the machine, record the vote. 65 having voted in the affirmative and 47 in the negative. The motion is adopted. The bill is added to today's calendar. Members of the chair intends to dispose of a couple of bills and then we will go into a lunch recess. The chair does apologize for today's delay in starting. House Bill 170, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil and Hurley, House Bill 170, a bill to be entitled an act removing the cap of satellite annexation for the city of Asheboro and the towns of Bunn, Franklinton, and Youngs for the General Assembly of North Carolina annexed.
Gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, recognized for motion.
Vote green.
Well, does the gentleman wish to move to concur again?
Yes, sir, if that's necessary. I know the motion was to concur yesterday. If it's necessary, I'll make that motion again today.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur on third reading with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 170. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Following members wish to vote: Bumgardner, Richardson, Jackson, Fisher, Brockman, Raymond Smith. Representative Jackson, you want to vote on that? Clerk, lock machine, record the vote. 110, having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. The
House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 170. The bill is ordered and enrolled. House Bill 285, Corporal Reed.
Representative Sauls, House Bill 285, a bill to be entitled an act removing certain restrictions from satellite annexation of the city of Sanford and the town of Beaufort, Jefferson, North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Representative Sauls, recognized for motion.
I move that the House do concur with Senate Bill Committee Substitute for 285.
Gentlemen's move that the House do concur on third reading with the Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 285. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk White Machine record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 285, and the bill is ordered and rolled. For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Change my vote to no on calendaring of 655.
Gentleman be recorded as having voted no on the motion. For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, House Education K-12, which is scheduled to start in 10 minutes, has been postponed till tomorrow at 11 and 6:43. So you don't need to rush over there over lunch. We'll take our bills up tomorrow at 11 o'clock and 6:43. Thank you.
Members of the House is about to go into recess until 2 p.m. The gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is about to be recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus immediately after session at 12:28. Please be prompt.
The chair is about to do ratifications of bills and resolutions. There'll be no further votes at this time until we come back at 2, however. So I believe caucus can go ahead and start ratification. Oh, Representative Jackson, would the gentleman like to rise for an announcement?
Yes, sir, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized.
House Democrats will caucus immediately upon adjournment.
For what purpose, gentleman from Vance, Representative Garrison, rise?
Wanted to vote yes on Bill 285.
Gentlemen, be recorded as having voted aye on the motion concur on House Bill 285. With that, we're going to go to ratifications, bills, resolutions. Clerk will read.
The enroller clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 535, an act to authorize the addition of Piscataway View State Park to the state park system and to clarify the statutes dealing with the Conservative Corps, North Carolina. House Bill 18, an act to allow voting for absentee ballots in fire district elections. House Bill 106, an act to improve inmate health care reimbursement and internal process and to establish the telemedicine pilot program, in addition to directing the Department of Public Safety to partner with the Department of Health and Human Services for the purchase of certain medications for inmates, to direct the Department of Public Safety to issue requests for proposal for the partnership between North Carolina 340B program entities and the 4th North Carolina Prison Region, to direct the Department of Public Safety to partner with the University of North Carolina system to shift prescribing authority to certain medications, and to direct the Department of Public Safety to submit various reports to the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee on Justice and Public Safety and the Physical Research Division. House Bill 138, an act to increase the punishment for willfully interfering with damaging, defacing, molesting or injuring a part of a portion of a fire alarm, fire detection, smoke detection, or fire extinguisher system in prison local confinement facility. House Bill 156, an act to improve access to certain assets of Swain County Settlement Trust Fund by Board of Commissioners of Swain County. House Bill 329, an act to 1. Exempt electric vehicle charging systems from regulating public utilities. 2. Require the Environmental Management Commission to adopt rules and establish a regulatory program to govern the management of site prophylactic modules of energy program system batteries and to discommissioning of utility sales solar projects in the wind energy facilities and require the Department of Environmental and Quality establish stakeholders process to support Department of Rules. And 3, provide small hydroelectric power facilities certain treatment similar to that given by small power producers that produce energy from swine and poultry waste. House Bill 495, an act to prohibit municipalities from regulating off-site wastewater systems. House Bill 629, an act to authorize mutual agreement with the out-of-state law enforcement agencies. House Bill 735, an act authorizing the Commission of Public Health to adopt rules incorporating all or part of the most recent edition of the United States Food and Drug Administration Food Code. House Bill 755, an act to create the comprehensive framework for the sale of travel insurance in North Carolina. House Bill 758, an act to expand the members of certain metropolitan sewage districts to direct the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to study wildlife enhancement, invasive species control, and the native inhabitant restoration properties managed by the state. House Bill 761, an act to clarify that the Department of Health and Human Services, its authorized agents, and local health departments shall have no liability wastewater system failures that are direct result of certain evaluations conducted by licensed soil scientists and licensed geologists. And the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 80, an act to regulate unattended equipment used for waterfowl hunting in Roanoke Rapids Lake in Northampton in Halifax counties. House Bill 237, an act to allow for planning boards to hold hearings and make final decision on zoning amendment requests for Brunswick County. House Bill 368, an act to approve a 25-mile-per-hour speed restriction in public vehicular areas in the town of Bermuda Run.
Chapter bills be noted. Members, subject to the standard stipulations in Rule 15.1, the House is going to stand in recess until 2 p.m. Thank you.
Representative Ross, Chair on the Committee on Commerce, is recognized to send forward a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Ross, Commerce Committee Report, Senate Bill 154, allow sports, horse racing, water, and travel land, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The bill is re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Chairs of the Committee on Health, are recognized to send forward a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambeth, Potts, and White, Health Committee Report, Senate Bill 302, updating services and care plan requests from AHC residents, favorable House Committee Substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee Substitute, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The Senate Committee Substitutes placed upon the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Substitutes re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The House will come back to order. House Bill 98, the clerk will read.
Representative Corbin, House Bill 98, a bill to be entitled an act to regulate hunting and artificial light in Macon and Clay counties.
Clerk will also read the amendment.
Senator Raven moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 2, by rewriting the lines to read. General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Gentleman from Macon, Representative Corbin, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would make a motion to concur with the Senate Amendment 1.
Gentleman from Macon has moved the House to concur with Senate Amendment 1. Gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Yes, sir. All it is Senator Rabin added Brunswick County to Macon and Clay, and I would suggest we concur. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with Senate Amendment. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk, lock machine, record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. The House does concur with Senate Amendment Number 1, and the bill is ordered enrolled. House Bill 134, the clerk will read.
Representatives Cleveland, Dixon, and Shepherd, House Bill 134, a bill to be entitled an act to provide the vacancies of Onslow County Board of Commissioners to file in accordance with the GS 153A-27.1.
Clerk will read the amendment as well.
Senator Ballot moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 2, by deleting the lines to read. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, recognized for motion.
Move that we concur with the Senate amendment.
Gentleman's moved that the House to concur with the Senate amendment. Does the gentleman wish to debate the motion?
I don't think it's necessary.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the motion to concur with Senate Amendment to House Bill 134. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Lock the machine, record the vote. 188 having voted in the affirmative and 20 in the negative. The House does concur with Senate Amendment 1 to House Bill 134. Bill is ordered and rolled. For what purpose, the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I was in the chamber on House Bill 98. I was not at my desk, but if you could allow me to vote yes on that, I'd
be Jumper, of course, having voted aye on House Bill 98. For what purpose, the lady from Wake, Representative Ball, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was trying to hit the red button to change my vote from green to red, but you called it and closed it. I'd like to be recorded as no on that vote.
Which bill?
The one we just voted on, 134.
So the lady wishes to be recorded as having voted no on 134? May be recorded as no on 134. Somebody's got something going on with their mic, apparently. I don't know. What purpose the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise?
I'd like to be recorded as no on 134.
The lady will be recorded as voted no on 134. For what purpose the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise?
Same thing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No on 134.
The lady will be recorded as voted no on 134. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Gill, rise?
To be recorded as voting no on 134.
On 134? The lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 134. For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Holly, rise?
To be reported, change my vote to no on 134.
The lady will be recorded as having voted no on House Bill 134. For what purpose does the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell, rise?
To be recorded as a no on the amendment and also on 134.
So the gentleman is asking to be recorded as voting no on the concurrence motion on House Bill 134. Is that correct?
Correct.
House Bill 337. The clerk will read.
Representatives Torbett and Lewis, House Bill 337, a bill to the entire act to amend the governing of the transfer of salvage vehicles, removing notary requirements, permitting electronic signatures, and allowing access to the Division of Motor Vehicle Systems to salvage vehicle title processing.
Clerk will read the amendment as well.
Mr. Speaker.
Senator Jackson moves to amend the bill on page 4, lines 49, by deleting the words to read. General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
For what purpose, John from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I rise to request that we temporarily displace House Bill 337 for consideration.
So ordered. House Bill 411, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hohen, Corbin, Elmore, and Johnson, House Bill 411, a bill to be entitled to modify school quality of students' access indicator. General Assembly, North Carolina Acts.
The gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do concur with House Bill 411, the Senate Committee Substitute.
Gentlemen's move that the House concur with House Bill 411. Does the gentleman wish to debate the motion?
I'm happy to briefly explain.
Gentleman's recognized.
This bill passed out of the House, went over the Senate. They actually expanded, requiring the State Board of Education to include additional career and college readiness information in the annual school report card. So it's pretty much a technical bill. I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion to concur with the Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 411. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine and record the vote. 114, having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The House does concur with House Bill 411. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 668, the clerk will read.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 668, a bill to be entitled an act for various changes to higher education laws. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Chairman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, recognized for motion.
I move that the House do concur to House Bill 668.
Gentlemen's move that the House do concur with the Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 668. Gentlemen's recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 668 essentially makes various changes to laws related to and requested by the North Carolina Community College System and the University of North Carolina. I request your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, the adoption of the motion to concur with Senate Committee Substitute House Bill 668. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 113, having voted in the affirmative, one, the negative. The House does concur with House Bill 668. The bill is ordered, enrolled. and sent to the governor's will. House Bill 757, the clerk will read.
Representative Carson Smith, House Bill 757, the bill to entitle an act to convey certain state-owned lands to Pender County to be used as a new jail and new law enforcement center to convey certain state-owned lands in the town of Butner, General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 757.
The gentleman has moved that the House do concur. The gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Just quickly, Mr. Speaker, the original bill transferred a piece of property to Pender County from the DPS for a new jail law enforcement center. The Senate added a provision to transfer Umstead Correctional Center to the town of Butner. It passed both chambers unanimous. I ask for the members to vote to concur.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of the motion concur of the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 757. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Corbin, wish to vote on the bill? Clerk will opt machine record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 7, the House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 757. And the correction, that was 116. The bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. For what purpose, gentlemen from Craven, Representative Speciale Rice?
To be recorded as an aye vote on House Bill 668.
The gentleman be recorded as having voted aye on the motion on House Bill 668. Senate Bill 194, the clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, Chairman from Waite, Representative Jackson Rice.
Point of order.
The gentleman may state his point of order.
Mr. Speaker, House Rule number 40 requires that the calendar proceed in an orderly fashion and that the speaker may not vary from that order without leave of the body. I would respectfully ask that we stay in order of the calendar. There's one particular bill that's of major importance. We've been all waiting for 3.25 hours for that, and I think members deserve to know when it's going to be called and be able to step outside and go to the restroom or go get a drink or something if they need to, and when we skip around, we deprive them of that right, and so I would ask that Rule 40 be enforced.
As has been the precedent of the House, the chair will routinely move through the calendar to dispose of other matters. So the chair is elected to move on to other bills in the course of the day. So the chair has proceeded on to other members of the body. For what purpose is the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin Rice?
Point of order.
The gentleman may state his point.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, you cited the custom of the House. Mm-hmm. However, I'll call your attention to Rule 62, our last rule, which ends, custom and usage may supplement these rules or Mason's manual, but may not supersede them. Leader Jackson has clearly set out what our rules say with regard to that, and they do preempt our custom. So Rule 62 would say we do not have the power to proceed on the basis of custom alone.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, point of order. Am I recognized? It's my understanding that when the speaker does move around the body, that Mason's allows that it's presumed that that is with the consent of the body unless somebody is objected. I have raised a point of order appropriately under the rules, and I believe the rule is very clear that it is required for us to go in order without leave of the House.
We'll stand at ease momentarily. The House will come back to order. So this can be resolved. All this requires is leave of the House to dispose of other business, which is a simple majority vote. So the House, so the chair is simply going to go back to the first floor of the House. So the chair would simply say, is there objection moving throughout the calendar and taking other bills up? Is there objection to that?
I do object, Mr.
Okay.
Speaker.
So objection having been heard from Representative Jackson. It's 194. The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Senate Bill 194 be considered by this chamber at this time, notwithstanding the objection raised.
The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, moves leave of the House that the Senate Bill 194 be considered at this time. Does the gentleman from Waite, Representative Jackson, like to debate that motion?
I'd like to ask Representative Lewis a question.
Gentleman from Harnett, yield to the gentleman from Waite.
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Representative Lewis, is it your understanding of the rules that if we consider 194, that we then continue to go in order, or would this allow the speaker to jump and choose around the calendar throughout the remainder of the session?
Representative Jackson, it's my understanding of the rules that the speaker calls the bill, and if there is objection to it being heard, then leave of the House has to be sought. So, yes, the speaker could proceed in order or could move around the calendar.
Ask an additional question of the gentleman.
You want to recognize? He recognizes. Yes, he yields.
So assuming that Senate Bill 194 is heard next, will the next bill appropriately on the calendar be Senate Bill 186, or will it jump back to House Bill 966?
Representative Jackson, I'm, as you know, not in the chair. It would appear the next bill to appear on the calendar would be 186, but that would, of course, be at the discretion of the chair.
May I ask an additional question, Mr. Speaker?
Tell me your appeal.
So would I be correct in assuming that then if we go two or three bills down and the chair decided they wanted to jump back to the veto because I stepped outside to speak to a member, would he be able to do that? Or would he have to have another vote to skip around again?
So the way that would work, Representative Jackson, if the chair were to call a bill up and it not be printed in the regular order of the calendar, a member could object, and then another member could rise exactly as I did and seek leave of the House for the bill to be considered.
Representative Lewis, we gentlemen will suspend just a moment.
Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman is recognized.
I'd like to withdraw the earlier motion that I offered that the House proceed with the with Senate Bill 194. I'd like to be recognized for another motion.
Gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise to seek leave of the House that, notwithstanding Rule 5, that the Speaker may call bills at the discretion of the Chair.
Gentleman has probably moved pursuant to the rule that the chair may, by leave of the House, call the calendar as the chair deems appropriate. The chair has made that motion. Does the gentleman from Wake wish to debate the motion, or?
I do, Mr.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I am really just simply asking for one thing, and that is to be able to step out, have a member step outside and go to the restroom without worrying about you voting on the veto override. And if someone would simply just make that thing that we would hold it at a certain time, or we'll give a certain notice or something like that, I would have no objection. But I just can't simply agree that my members have to sit here, whether they need a bite to eat or need to use the restroom or anything like that, and wait for you to take advantage of that while your members are free to go. And I'm just asking you to treat us the way you want to be treated. Not to treat me like a child, not to treat us like children, but treat us like colleagues. I don't think I'm asking too much. I just ask you to defeat this, and let's just do the things the way we're supposed to do.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question for the House. Is the motion of leave of the House to grant the chair leave under Rule 5, make sure I'm saying this correctly, to grant the chair authority to call the bills in the order the chair deems appropriate. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 67 have voted in the affirmative, 50 in the negative. The motion is adopted. Senate Bill 195, the clerk will read. 194.
Senator Ballard, Senate Bill 194, bill to be entitled an act removing the capital satellite annexation of the town of West Jefferson and the city of Saluda, General Assembly of North Carolina.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Watauga, Representative Russell, rise?
This is a simple bill. I know of no
objection. Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Oh, thank you. Debate the bill. This is a simple bill. I know of no objections to it in either locality and encourage your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 194 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Montgomery wish to vote on the bill. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and 3 in the negative. Senate Bill 194 passes its second reading and remains on the calendar. Senate Bill 186, the clerk will read.
Senator Sanderson, Senate Bill 186, a bill to be entitled the Beaufort-Moorhead City Airport Authority amended, General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
What purpose does the lady from Carteret, Representative McElrath, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
Ladies recognize, debate the bill.
Thank you, Representatives. This is a local bill. It changes the name of our county airport and the number of members serving on that authority. I hope you will support me in this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 186 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Warren, would you like to vote on the bill?
Yes.
Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 186 passes its second reading. Will, without objection.
Be read a third time.
General Simmons of North Carolina enacts.
Question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 186. On its third reading, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 186, having passed third reading, will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 523, the clerk will read.
Senators Tillman, Heiss, and Newton, Senate Bill 523, a bill to be entitled Act to make various clarifying administrative changes to the revenue laws. General Assembly, North Carolina enact.
The lady from Davie, Representative Howard, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is actually a 42-page bill, and I think a number of you have heard the entire explanation in finance, and then another group of us heard it again in rules yesterday. I certainly am not going to try to go through it provision by provision, but most of the various changes are technical, clarifying, and there are some administrative changes, but 90% of the bill was at the request of the Department of Revenue. So there's nothing that is egregious or that should bring great attention to anything. There's three main parts of the bill. The first section deals with sales tax. The second part is dealing with the tobacco excise tax. And then the last portion is actually dealing with administrative matters and collections. I'll be glad to answer any questions, but it's pretty technical and clarifying.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise.
See if the bill sponsor will answer a question.
Does the lady from Davie yield to the gentleman from Craven?
Yes, sir, I will.
She yields.
I've looked at this thing, tried to go through it, but I just want to ask you one question. Is there anything in here that raises or changes any taxes?
Yes, sir.
You explain those.
Some decreases. One of the major provisions that we decreased revenue was we had a special provision yesterday that came through rules that diapers are exempt from sales tax if it's paid through the Medicaid program. That was a reduction in both state and local taxation. That's one thing that has been put in. But the we are broadening the scope of the sales tax on digital property by eliminating the requirement that an item has to have a taxable correlation in order to be taxable. I'm trying to just briefly go through it and see if there's anything else that... I think that would be the only thing that would be of major concern. That's a reduction in revenue.
For what purpose the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
To ask the lady a question.
Lady from Davie yield to the gentleman from Wake.
Yes, sir.
She yields.
Representative Howard, yesterday there was a fiscal memorandum, I guess, and the young lady from staff went over that there were a lot of taxes that were going up or down depending on which provision, and they were couldn't be calculated for whatever reasons. I still can't find that memorandum on the dashboard, and I'm just wondering, do you know why? If so, could you just forward a copy to me? I thought the staff would send it to me last night, but I didn't get it.
I'll be glad to share my copy with you, Representative Jackson, but the digital property, there is an unknown increase in sales or use tax, minimal. The car wash provision is minimal. The only real cost that we're seeing is a $1.9 million decrease in the, and we call it the diaper provision, but I will send this over to you just shortly. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 523 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Representative Ball, Representative Floyd, members wish to vote on the bill. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and one the negative. Senate Bill 523 passes its second reading and it remains on the calendar. Senate Bill 316, the clerk will read.
Senators Wells, Krawick, and Edwards, Senate Bill 316, a bill to be entitled and act to direct certain municipalities to report to the General Assembly on local government funding, subsidies, and activities related to affordable housing. General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, is recognized. Debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we voted on this yesterday, 117-1, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of Senate Bill 316 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 117 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. Senate Bill 316 passes its third reading. The bill is, Senate Bill 316. Bill is ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 536. The clerk will read.
Representatives McGrady, Bowles, Fisher, and Hollister, House Bill 536, a bill to be entitled an act to make various revisions to the alcoholic beverage control laws of the state. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, recognize debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, I ask leave to have staff on the floor with me.
Granted.
Colleagues, this is a regulatory reform bill, but it relates to alcoholic beverages. The bill has been through three different committees now, and so I'm not intending to go line by line. It's only 17 pages, not 42 pages. And in fact, it's a combination of two bills. One of the bills was a bill put forward by the Program Evaluation Division, and all of the provisions of that bill are in this bill with one exception. There was an when the committee stripped out the provision requiring the combination of various ABC boards, we substituted a provision that will limit the creation of additional ABC boards, and I believe there's an amendment going to be offered with respect to that. The other portion of the bill came about because the chairs and the vice chairs of the ABC committee were well aware that there were literally dozens of different potential bills that would be put forward. Chairman Bowles and I went through all the various proposals. Vice chairs Hardister and Fisher joined on the bill, and we put forward a bill that sort of takes many of the proposals put forward by various groups, including the ABC commission itself. Probably the way to understand this bill is to understand what's not in it. I want to start by, there's been a lot of communications to members regarding the modern licensure bill, the so-called privatization bill. This is not that bill, and there are none of the provisions in that bill are reflected here in this bill. As the bill went through the committee process, we combined the two bills in finance. A number of provisions that may have been controversial were taken from the bill. So this bill no longer includes a Sunday sales provision. It no longer includes a provision related in defining bars. The college stadium sales provision in the bill was taken out. Of course, that in large part because we passed that bill separately. Sales on ferries and trains are no longer part of this bill. And this bill doesn't allow North Carolina distillers to ship to consumers out of state. As I indicated, we added a limitation on the creation of new ABC boards. That's, I believe, Section 11. There were provisions modified in the bill specifically related to ABC store tastings, limits with respect to time and frequency. The original bill allowed one to pick up four drinks and bring it back to the table, and it is now at two. I believe there's going to be an amendment with respect to that provision. There's been a lot of work done on the common area permit position, section. That was specifically being requested by ABC. The delivery permit provision has been worked on, still includes the no residence hall provision. The ABC payments for mixed drink beverages section has been modified, and the provision related to ABC special orders, which was removed at the request of the ABC commission, in terms of their needing to track all of these orders and sales. So I will stop at this point. I know there are two amendments, and if anybody has any questions, I'm prepared to respond to them.
For what purpose does the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, arise?
Put forth an amendment, please.
You have the floor. The clerk will read.
Representative Hurley moves to amend the bill on page 6, lines 8 through 4 to 7 by deleting those lines.
Representative Hurley, you have the floor to explain your amendment.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I will give Representative McGrady the greatest thanks because he has changed his bill so much to the good. It is so much better than it was. However, I feel that this part restricting creation of new ABC systems it should not happen because the local citizens are the ones who vote to do this, and the local citizens need to keep the control. Our county is still dry, but we have four municipalities in Randolph County who have chosen to sell, to have these. And they do not want to merge. And if we have another little town or city that wants to, this would force them to merge. And so I feel that across the state that it would be the same way. And so I would appreciate your vote to approve this, to take this out of this bill. And it's part 11 to restrict creation of new ABC systems. I would appreciate your vote, yes vote on this amendment. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Moore, Representative Bowles, rise?
Debate the amendment.
You have the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I urge you to oppose this amendment. The ABC stands for control and not consumption. And if we start allowing ABCs in every communities like this will allow, if you read the PED, it stated that we needed to have some controls on it, and I urge you to vote this down, and that if you already have, there's already, I think, 119 ABC boards in the state. There's only 100 counties, and this way the boards that we have, we're able to control them, not to consume them. So I urge you to vote no. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of the amendment sent forth by Representative Hurley on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Corbin, do you wish to vote? Clerk will lock and record the vote. 75 having voted in the negative and 41 in the affirmative, the amendment fails. We are back on the bill. Further discussion? For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise?
Send forth an amendment.
Gentleman is recognized. The clerk will read.
Representative Jackson moves to amend the bill on page 5, lines 13 to 20, by rewriting those lines to read.
Representative Jackson, you're recognized to speak on your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. So many of you were in rules yesterday. You heard some of the concerns I have, but what this bill would change is it would allow you to buy more than one alcoholic beverage at a time. And I don't know how many of you have ever served alcohol as far as for a job or anything, but the ABC board or the ABC commission, they put out regulations and things that you need to follow when you do that. And the, one of the things they tell you is how to spot someone who's overconsumed and, you know, how they approach the bar or, you know, the facility, taking money out of their pocket, how are their ability to count money. A lot of the things that you can imagine that someone who's intoxicated has a problem doing. And so my issue is that you want people to have to go up to the bar and get each drink. And so you can have an independent judgment made after each drink, is that first person had too much to drink or are they overly intoxicated. However, I heard from the bill sponsors, and I totally understand why someone may want to go up to a bar and order two beer, take it back to your wife who went and grabbed you a table, and or if you want to refill, you want to be able to go back up. So when I say compromise, I tried to come to a compromise that I felt I could feel comfortable voting for the bill. And so what I came up with is a provision that would allow you to still go and get two beer at a time or two glasses of wine at a time, but would say to the extent you're buying alcoholic beverage or something that's got spirituous liquor in it, you could still only buy one at a time. And you'd have to go back to the bar each time you want to get one. I think that's a good policy to have. It's good for bars. It's good for restaurants. It helps protect them from serving somebody who's consumed too much. I made the comment yesterday is I'm not really worried about the casual drinker who's getting a beer for his wife and himself. I'm worried about the drunk, who's drinking hard liquor and he goes up to bar and orders two shots. And somebody said, well, why don't you just order a double? Well, I don't want you to be able to go up to the bar and order two doubles at one time. If you're going to order a double shot, then go down, sit at your table, come back up and show the bartender you're not too intoxicated before you get the second double. I hope that you'll consider this in the spirit that I'm offering it. I do believe it's a compromise of accomplishing what the bill sponsor wanted to accomplish while still trying to keep those hardcore people from drinking more. So I'd ask for your consideration.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
Speak on the amendment.
You have the floor to speak on the amendment.
I want to give this a little bit of perspective. The original bill provided for four drinks. We have compromised already to two drinks. With that said, the amendment, in my opinion, is not hugely significant. The issues that I was particularly trying to address in my district were breweries and cideries and wineries. Mixed drinks, more often than not, will be served at a restaurant by a waitress who can bring six drinks if he or she wants to bring that to the table and they've been ordered. So I would basically tell the body to vote your conscience on this, vote your district on this one. I'll probably be voting no, but it's a close call.
For what purpose, gentlemen, for more, Representative Bowles, rise.
Debate the bill.
You have the floor to debate the amendment.
Amendment, I'm sorry. The same as Representative McGrady, I would ask that you'd vote no.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment. What purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Cunningham, arise?
Can I ask the bill sponsor a question?
To
the amendment.
The amendment sponsor?
Yes.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, do you yield?
Yes, Madam Speaker.
He yields, you may proceed.
Well, I'm not in the drinking or the club business, but like Representative, what's his name? McGrady was saying is when they go in, I couldn't remember what Representative McGrady, I apologize, but when you go into a club or private entity and you order at the table, you may order five drinks, no matter if it's a double, a single, or whatever. It may be for individuals in there. And so I think I'm trying to comprehend, is it the amount that you're ordering, because that doesn't dictate whether you're intoxicated. That's an individual, how your body reacts to it, whether you become intoxicated or debilitated. So what is it with the limit on it? That's what I want to understand, the limit.
Representative Jackson, you're recognized.
Representative Cunningham, as I understand it, there is not a current law in effect about the service of drinks. There is an ABC regulation I'm looking at staff because this is the way it was explained to me, that there's an ABC regulation, and it's kind of unclear because it says that you can only serve one at a time per person. So there's always been that question when you go, if I'm at a club, which I think is the thing, and I'm there with my wife, and I go up to the bar, the question is always, can they serve me two? Because the regulation says they can only serve one per person. But there's a likelihood I'm taking it back to my wife, and so some have said, yeah, we'll serve you two at the bar. Other places, like Representative McGrady's district, have said, no, one means one, and that's what we're going to do. So what I've attempted to do is find a compromise that where if you're at a club with someone, you would be able to go up to the bar and you'd be able to get two beer or two wine. But if you're drinking the hard stuff, you'd only have to be able to buy one at a time, and then you'd have to come back and get your next one. And each time, that bartender or that server would be able to decide for themselves, are you having a hard time? Are you becoming overly intoxicated? Do you need to be offered a ride home? Does management need to be consulted? Does someone need to watch you? Those kind of things. They get to make that each and every, you know, would drink that you would be required.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Now, may I ask...
Representative Cunningham, you wish to be recognized for a follow-up?
Yes, I would like to ask Representative McGrady a question.
Representative McGrady, do you yield?
I yield.
Thank you.
You may proceed.
So, Representative McGrady, up in the mountains or wherever the area is where the wineries are, you can go in and you can taste several of them for a flat fee. Am I correct?
That's right.
Okay.
You wish to be recognized for a follow-up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Follow-up. So, if you're able to do that, there's still a difference in the amount of alcohol with what they're serving in the wineries, whether they're serving hard liquor within, like in the urban areas. So would that be in conflictual with what you all are able to do? Because you can do 10 things you can taste.
Representative McGrady, you're recognized.
With help from staff, the tastings that they give you could add up to a full serving, but they shouldn't be more than they could give you in a full serving of whatever that drink is.
What purpose is the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick, arise?
To speak to the amendment.
You have floor to speak to the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to draw our attention just for a moment to the Section B of this amendment and ask that we vote in favor of the amendment. This Section B discusses and addresses not serving more than one alcoholic beverage drink to a single patron at a time at a college stadium or on a college campus. We've entered a new world in North Carolina allowing the sale of alcohol on our college campuses, which potentially could involve much danger with our college students being exposed to people who have been drinking, leaving their campus, and potentially causing accidents or harm. Please vote in favor of the amendment.
For what purpose is the gentleman from Person, Representative Yarborough, arise?
Well, he brought up a good question that I wanted to bring up is, at a football game, everybody's watching the game. We don't all want to have to walk back for a beer. Used to be that I would offer to get one for everybody that wanted one so that everyone else didn't have to go back there. Nowadays, I tell my sons to go get them. I can carry four beers back to the game, and that's what the limit should be.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, arise?
To speak on the amendment a second time, I just wanted to point...
You are recognized to speak on the amendment a second time.
Just wanted to point out to the gentleman that the Section B that he is referencing in the amendment is actually already in the bill. It's just the way the amendment got put together that incorporated that provision that's in the bill. So the amendment is neither good nor bad because of that provision, because that portion of the provision is also in the bill.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of the amendment on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Montgomery, Representative Brockman, do you wish to vote? Clerk will lock and record the vote. 58 having voted in the affirmative, 56 in the negative, the amendment passes. We're now back on the bill as amended. Further discussion? Further debate? Seeing none. Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 536 as amended on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Yarborough, do you wish to vote? Representative Magee, not on the floor. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 91 having voted in the affirmative, 24 in the negative. House Bill 536 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 536 as amended on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 36 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. Ordered, engrossed, and sent to the Senate. House Bill... Flip over. House Bill 575. Clerk will read. No, I thought we went through that. We went through that 210. Senate Bill 210. The clerk will read.
Senators Crawford, McKenzie, and Horner, Senate Bill 210, a bill to be entitled an act amending the revised uniform anatomical gifts to include tissue donation as part of the driver's license donor authorization. General Assembly, North Carolina, enact.
Gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, is recognized to speak on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members, this is identical to House Bill 126. It's already passed the House. This current bill, Senate Bill 210, passed the Senate unanimously. Just to refresh your memory, it simply removes the exception for tissue donation from current law to allow for first-person authorization of tissue donation at the DMV. I'd appreciate your support once again today. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 210 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Which number? Which number? Clerk will lock and record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 210 passes the second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none. The question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 210 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 210 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. I'm sorry, disenrolled. Senate Bill 210 will be enrolled and sent to the governor. Members, Senate Bill 493? No. He wants us to read one of the calendar. I thought he said 473. Senate Bill 218. Clerk will read.
Senators Britt, Bishop, and McInnes, Senate Bill 218, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the state recognition of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina to make changes regarding the conveyance of the Lumbee Tribe Cultural Center and to establish the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina Trust Fund. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, is recognized.
To debate the bill.
Debate the bill.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. This bill will provide the Lumbee Tribe the same classification as the Hawali-Saponi Tribe that they have and provides the Lumbees with a special consideration and financing that allows them to sell their timber to pay off debts. This would also allow them to make application for grants for very much needed educational health care needs, as they rank the lowest in the state. One thing to note, that this does not affect their federal recognition.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none. Question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 218 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. Senate Bill 218 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly is not climbing in.
For what purpose is the lady from Wake, Representative Ball, rise?
Thank you, Madam Chair. To be recorded as aye on Senate Bill 523.
The lady will be so recorded. Further discussion, further debate on Senate Bill 218. Seeing none, the question for the House is passage of Senate Bill 218 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 218 passes its third reading, will be engrossed and sent to the governor, enrolled and sent to the governor. Sorry. Strike that. Senate Bill 218 will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 297, the clerk will read.
Senators Sawyer, Perry, and T. Alexander, Senate Bill 297, a bill to be entitled Cancer Research Advisory Panel, General Assembly, North Carolina.
Gentleman from Iredell, Representative Fraley, is recognized to speak on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This bill is simply to direct the North Carolina Policy Collaboratory at UNC Chapel Hill to assemble a research advisory panel to study and develop recommendations on how to best implement a research project to determine whether any cancer clusters exist within the state. I ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 297 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 297 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 297 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 297 passes its third reading and will be enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 343. Clerk will read.
Senator Ballard, Senate Bill 343, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the laws related to education. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, is recognized to speak on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I have a technical amendment that I'd like to present.
Ladies recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Hurley moves to amend the bill on page 7, lines 35, by deleting the phrase.
Ladies recognized to speak on the amendment.
Thank you so much. And this amendment, it was dates that were overlooked when it was approved. So I would like for you to vote yes on this so we can fix these dates. They were before, they've already passed, dates have already passed, and we need to change these. So technically.
Question for the House is the passage of the amendment to Senate Bill 343 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Garrison, Representative Reeves, Representative Lucas, do you wish to vote on the bill or the amendment? Clerk will lock and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. The amendment passes. We're back on the bill.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill, Senate Bill 343, would make changes to various educational reports, including date changes, repeals of certain reports, and modifications of information to be reported. It would also clarify the Education Workforce Innovation Commission's membership, stagger the appointments to the Professional Educator Preparation and Standards Commission, and exempt the State Board's charter actions from contested case provisions. And it would also add renewals to the list of State Board charter actions that are exempt from the contested case provisions. I would appreciate your yes vote. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, arise? For what purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Spishali, arise?
Let's see if the bill sponsor would answer a question.
Representative Hurley, do you yield for a question?
Yes, I do.
Could you explain the purpose, well, Part 7, what it does, what is the purpose of it?
It is to change some dates so that they can not have so many duplicative reports that has to be done. It's my understanding from Senator Ballard.
Part 7.
Does the gentleman have additional question?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You recognize for additional question?
For the contested case portion. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't understand what that means.
You may respond.
Which
Part 7, page. No, it's the last page, page 9, starting at line 20.
Does the lady wish to displace the bill while we get the answer,
please,
from the gentleman?
Thank you.
We will displace the bill at this time. Senate Bill 354, the clerk will read.
Senators Ballard, Edward, and Harrington, Senate Bill 354, bill to be entitled an act related to seizures and disorders in schools. General Assembly of North Carolina, enact.
Gentleman from Davidson, Representative Jarvis, is recognized to speak on the bill.
The bill you have before you is actually in memory of Samantha Davis. She was 17 years old and was at a track meet in Charlotte, North Carolina, when she passed away. And it was brought to me that we could present and have better education in the schools for each teacher for seizure education program. And also that there would actually be a first aid poster that could be posted as well. And this has been heard through K-12 and in rules. We had a couple modifications and it was taken care of in rules at this time. And I certainly would stand for any questions or hope for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is passage of Senate Bill 354 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 111 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. Senate Bill 354 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, enact.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 354 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Will say aye. Those opposed, aye. Those in favor will vote, will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. And Senate Bill 354 passes its third reading and will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 391, the clerk will read.
Senators Ballard, Gunn, and Newton, Senate Bill 391, a bill to be entitled Expand Youth Internship Opportunities, General Assembly of North Carolina, enact.
The gentleman from Stokes, Representative Hall, is recognized to speak on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Senate Bill 391 is the product of a roundtable discussion that our state Senate colleagues had in Surrey County with business leaders and school leaders. Senate Bill 391 would provide a limited exception to the prohibition on youth participating in occupations found detrimental by the Commissioner of Labor when the youth is participating in a supervised practice experience. Currently, the law states that no one under the age of 18 can be employed in an occupation that the Department of Labor declares to be hazardous and without exemption under the Fair Labor Standards Act. However, there are some limited exceptions that are allowed when the youth is part of an apprenticeship program. And in North Carolina, no youth under the age of 18 can be employed in a job that the Commissioner of Labor has declared to be detrimental to the health and well-being of youth. The bill sponsors have worked this out with the Department of Labor in North Carolina, and there's no opposition to this bill, and I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 391 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 113 having voted the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 391 passes the second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
Further discussion, further debate on Senate Bill 391. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 391 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 391 passes its third reading and will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 420, Clerk will read.
Senators Britt and Daniels, Senate Bill 420, a bill to be entitled an act to enact the North Carolina Service Members Relief Act and to clarify that the member of the North Carolina National Guard shall be forced to use any vacation or other leave from his or her civilian employment or period of active service. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, is recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. What this bill does is it extends to members of the North Carolina National Guard under state service for more than 30 days the same privileges that the Service Members Civil Relief Act affords our active duty service members. It also applies to members of another state's National Guard under the state service for more than 30 days. It applies also to members of the public, officers of the Public Health Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And what I mean by service more than 30 days, a perfect example is Hurricane Florence. We had members of the National Guard that were on in-state service for more than 30 days, and this bill would afford them the same protections that they would be afforded if they were on active duty for federal service. And I stand for questions. Ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 420 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 420 passes its second reading. And without objection having been raised, bill remains on the calendar. Senate Bill 444, Clerk will read.
Senator McInnes, Senate Bill 444, a bill to be entitled Act allowing food establishments to repurpose oyster shells as serving dishes. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
What purpose the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgarner, rise?
Speak on the bill.
You have the floor to speak to debate the bill.
Finally, after millennia of being consumed illegally, oysters are going to win the right to be consumed on their own half shell, so vote green. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 444 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Davis, do you wish to record? Representative Davis, do you wish to record? The clerk will lock and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. Senate Bill 444 passes a second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Further discussion, further debate? Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 444 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 444 passes its third reading and will be enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 478, the clerk will read.
Senator Sawyer, Senate Bill 478, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the reporter requirements related to gender appropriation appointment for certain boards of commissioners and to repeal 2016 modification of terms of industrial commissioners. General Assembly of North Carolina.
Gentleman from Davidson, Representative Jarvis is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
To speak on the bill.
This bill will modernize and reduce census reporting to boards to the Secretary of State, and I would make a motion that we concur with the Senate.
You move for a favorable
report.
Move for an affirmative vote. Question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 478 on its second reading. Seeing no further discussion or debate, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 478 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock and record the vote. 111 voting in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. Senate Bill 478 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
For what purposes, gentlemen from Craven, Representative Speciale, arise?
To remove my objection to Senate Bill 420.
We'll take that in a moment. Up to 420. Question before the House at this time is the passage of Senate Bill 478 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 478 passes its third reading and will be returned to the Senate. The 420? Okay, should we go ahead and do you want me to announce the... The House will stand at ease at this time. For what purpose does the representative from Mecklenburg, Representative Majeed, arise?
Madam Speaker, to vote yes on SB 478.
Was the gentleman in the chamber?
Again?
Was the gentleman in the chamber at the time of the vote? Was called?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
You'll be so recorded. We'll stand at ease for just a moment. Members, Senate Bill 493 and Senate Bill 559 will be removed from today's calendar and calendared for July 10th. We'll return now to Senate Bill 420, the objection having been removed to third. Clerk will read.
No comments on the Senate minutes.
Further discussion, further debate. For what purpose is the gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, seek recognition?
Madam Speaker, will you tell Linda Johnson to quit messing with my microphone?
Further discussion, further debate on Senate Bill 420. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 420 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 420 passes its third reading and will be returned to the Senate. We're returning back now to Senate Bill 343. The lady from Randolph, do we need to read it again? Okay, it's already been read. So the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We did get an answer, and this just speeds up the process so that the children are not in flux during an extra round of hearings. In the case, cases would just go straight to Superior Court, and all of the DPI, the State Board, and the charter schools organizations have no objections to this. They're all on board. I appreciate your yes vote. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate on Senate Bill 343 on its second reading. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 343 as amended on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Hunt, Representative R. Smith, Representative Brockman, Representative Alexander, Representative Lucas, Representative, I don't see on the floor. The clerk will lock and record the vote. 111 voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 343 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly, no comment and acts.
Further discussion, further debate. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 343 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 343 passes its third reading, will be engrossed and returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 604, the clerk will read.
Senator Rabin, Senate Bill 604, a bill to be entitled an act to regulate impairment of veterinary practice, allow veterinary facility permitting and make technical corrections. Johnson and Auckland and acts.
Is any member carrying this bill? For what purpose is the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell,
to speak on the bill?
You have the floor to speak on the bill.
Thank you, members. This is to amend the Veterinary Practice Act. I know of no opposition. It has been thoroughly vetted. Ask for your support.
Further discussion, further debate. Seeing none, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 604 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Does the lady clerk will lock and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 604 passes its second reading and without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly, no comment and acts.
For what purpose is the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Montgomery, seek recognition?
To be recorded as an aye on 343.
The gentleman will be so recorded. Further discussion, further debate on Senate Bill 604. Seeing none. Question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 604 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 604 passes its third reading and will be returned to the Senate.
House will be at ease.
Members, we're about to go into recess until 4 p.m., subject to standard stipulations, notices, and announcements. For our purpose, the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Republicans, we will caucus at 12:28 upon recess. Thank you.
For our purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson, rise.
I'm sorry.
For our purpose, the lady from Wake, Representative Gill, rise.
Sorry, I didn't mean to push Representative Jackson button, but the Democratic caucus will meet in room, in their usual room right at the close of this session.
Any further notices or announcements? For our purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a little bit of news on the boys from Stanley. Once again, I hate to bring bad news, this time to Jimmy Dixon, but they beat East Duplin yesterday. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thanks. For our purpose, the lady from Forsyth, Representative Terry, rise.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, for a personal privilege.
Please recognize speak to a point of personal privilege.
I would just like to say, since we got a recess right many times, to make certain that everybody who's here knows that today is Representative Garland Pierce's birthday. He aggravates me all the time, but I want to say happy birthday.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Pierce, happy birthday.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise.
See, will Representative Terry yield for a question, please?
Representative Terry, does the lady yield to Representative Floyd?
Gladly, sir.
She yields.
Thank you, ma'am, for having your mic turned down.
I just talk loud.
Members, subject to the standard stipulations, the House shall stand in recess until 4 p.m. Come to order. Gentleman from Dublin, Representative Dixon, recognize, actually, notices and announcements before the gentleman is recognized for a motion. What purpose the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I would like to change my vote on motion 12 to a no.
Later be recorded as having voted no on the motion. For what purpose? Gentleman from New Hanover, Representative Davis, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, particularly the Judiciary Committee members, we will meet tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in room 544. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose? Gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soka, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman is recognized.
Energy Committee will meet tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. in room 643 in the LLB in the one bill, Senate Bill 300.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Rowan, Representative Warren, rise.
For announcement.
Gentlemen is recognized.
State and local government will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in 1228.
For what purpose, the lady from Davie, Representative Howard, rise.
To make an announcement.
Please recognize.
Finance Committee will not meet on Wednesday morning, but we will meet on Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. in 544, please.
Any further notice or announcements? What purpose is the gentleman from Davidson? Representative Potts, rise.
The House Health Committee will meet Thursday morning at 9 a.m. in room 643.
What purpose, gentleman from Cumberland? Representative Floyd, rise.
This is the roof chair of a year for a question, please.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise.
Yes, sir, I yield.
He yields.
Representative Lewis, did you change your mind about rules?
Representative Floyd, let's go home. Rules will not meet today.
Clerk has two announcements. Clerk will read.
House Committee on Education, K-12, will meet Wednesday, July 10th at 11 a.m. in 643. House Committee on Homeland Security, Military, and Veteran Affairs will meet Wednesday, July 10th at 8:30 a.m. in 1228.
Gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sain, recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning. We believe the time will be at 9 a.m. Please watch your inbox for the notification, but 9 a.m. in our regular room.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from up. For what purpose the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
See if Representative Sain would yield for a question.
Gentleman from Lincoln, yield to the gentleman from Cumberland.
I yield.
He yields.
Is this full appropriation?
It is for appropriations tomorrow morning.
Representative Cleveland is full appropriation.
For what purpose the lady from Johnson, Representative White, rise?
Question for Representative Sain.
Gentleman from Lincoln, yield to the lady from Johnson.
I will yield.
He yields.
Representative Potts just announced that we have Health Committee at 9, and many of us are on appropriations. Could you all work out that arrangement?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for your question. We will try to work out the calendar just to let everyone in the body know that appropriations will meet at some point tomorrow morning. I wasn't in here to figure out what time everybody was meeting, but we'll figure that out and get that out in the notice to you. Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir. For what purpose, gentlemen, rise?
I believe that I just heard that House Health is on Thursday. We're talking about Wednesday for the appropriations meeting. If that works out, then we'll do it at 9 o'clock.
So the chair will clarify then, Health Committee is meeting Thursday at 9. The Appropriations Committee is meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. So there is no conflict between those committees. For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
Speak just a question of the inquiry of the chair. What bill is it? What will be discussed in appropriations tomorrow?
I believe it may be a stopgap budget bill.
Thank you.
For what purpose, the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, rise.
Could you give us information about when we might be able to see a copy of the bill, those of us who are going to be at that meeting?
It probably won't be very thick. Any further questions? What purpose the lady from Mecklenburg, President Carney, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Inquiry of the chair.
Please recognize.
I know that this is all, you know, you have the obviously the inside track, but there are a lot of people trying to get their schedules in order. So to know what we're dealing with coming out of appropriations, I think is what people are asking.
Mr. Speaker. That would probably be a question for the appropriation. We're on the appropriations chairs. The Speaker of the House has enough keeping up with the House and does not try to supervise the appropriations committee. So if the lady would like to direct the question to Representative Sane.
Thank you, Mr.
Gentleman, yield.
I yield.
Yields.
Just inquiring about what will the appropriations bill be tomorrow?
Thank you, Representative. And as the Speaker alluded to, most likely will contain stopgap measures with federal funding where we are in the budget process, as we're all aware. So we're working on that with the language that we'll get out to you by our rules sometime tonight for the committee to review and then meet in the morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate that information.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
For what purpose the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell Rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
Republicans, we will not caucus this afternoon, but look forward to a caucus tomorrow.
Further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that we do now adjourn, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, to reconvene Wednesday, July the 10th at 2 p.m.
Representative Dixon moves, seconded by Representative Lewis, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, July 10th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. 2:00 p.m. Chair appoints conferees for House Bill 211, short title, various DMV changes. Representative Torbett, Chair, members, Representative Shepard, Eiler, Presnell, Senate to be so notified.
On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 681, Rural Health Care Stabilization Act, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House, is recommitted to the Committee on Finance, and a SEER referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Special messages from the Senate. House Bill 107. Senate Committee Substitute 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to the Educator Preparation Program Performance Standards and Data Reporting System for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. House Bill 107 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for 7:10 Wednesday. House Bill 220, Senate Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical and clarifying changes to the insurance laws as recommended by the Department of Insurance for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute Number 2. House Bill 220 will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for Wednesday the 10th. House Bill 239, Committee Substitute 2nd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act relating to the release of animal services records in Pitt County for concurrence in Senate Amendment Number 1. House Bill 239 with Senate Amendment Number 1 will be calendared pursuant to Rule 36B for Wednesday the 10th. House Bill 324, Senate Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to local hunting acts for Caldwell, Cleveland, Cumberland, and Yancey counties for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. House Bill 324 will be placed on the calendar 36B for Wednesday the 10th. House Bill 362, Senate Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to adopt a 15-point scale in the determination of school performance grades to require the State Board of Education to adopt emergency rules in preparation for permanent rulemaking and to direct the State Board of Education to study the reporting methods used for school accountability purposes on the North Carolina annual school report cards for concurrence in Senate Committee Substitute. House Bill 362 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for Wednesday the 10th. House Bill 449, Senate Committee Substitute Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the Division of Motor Vehicles to produce a Keeping the Lights On special registration plate and POWMIA Bring Them Home special registration plate for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. House Bill 449 will be counted pursuant to Rule 36B for Wednesday the 10th. House Bill 546, Senate Committee Substitute Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit the import, manufacture, sale, offer of sale, installation, or reinstallation of counterfeit and non-functional airbags for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. House Bill 546, calendar 36B for Wednesday the 10th. Senate Bill 682, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to implement the constitutional amendment to provide better protections and safeguards to victims of crimes. This bill is read a first time and referred to the Committee on Judiciary. If favorable to the Committee, rules counter and operations of the House. Senate Bill 683, Committee Substitute Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the laws governing mail-in absentee ballots and to restore the last Saturday of early one-stop voting. This bill is read a first time and referred to the Committee on Elections and Ethics Law. If favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.